Hey everybody, in this episode of the Timeless After Show, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 2, the Darlington 500. We've got race cars, sleeper agents, and perhaps the inspiration for George Lucas's character, Han Solo? Let's check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, rock. I know, right?
Getting our dance on right here at the Timeless After Show. Welcome, everybody. Breaking down every episode of Timeless, airing Sunday nights. We're breaking it down Monday nights, right here on AfterBuzz. I'm
Monday
your host, Rick Brent. Monday nights, Wednesday nights.
Let's
the what
is it?
Yeah,
it's
I'm
the music. Even time traveling.
That's
too
right.
Much. Hi guys, I'm Alexis Torres. Hey, how's it going? I'm Carrie Lane. And I'm Takira Shabray. I'm like getting Elvis vibes over here.
Okay, now, folks, of course, you can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and give it some thumbs up while you're there. And feel free to hop in the chat. We got the chat up and running, so share your thoughts about Timeless in general or this episode in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll dive into it in detail in just a moment, but first, a little quick overview. What did everybody think of the episode?
It was good, but
don't count that as a kiss.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really funny. Is that going to be our theme for the rest of the episode? Or not episode of the season, where it's like, just kidding.
No.
Almost got you.
I called 3. It got just enough close. I think I'm still sticking solid to my 3. And we'll see.
But it was close. Yeah. I'm with Carrie on this one. I'm like, I don't think it was.
That
I don't think it was touched. It was very close, though.
I think you've won it because I saw the promos for next week. So it's. It's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Wait, what was our bet?
2, 3.
Two,
I was like the latest
seven
at like
or
seven.
Something. And 5.
You
know.
It's
but
just
over.
That kind of show that
no,
I wouldn't
no, it's
be
true.
Surprised.
That's what I thought. It was just going to tease you for the entire
just
season.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Dang. I lost.
So, we got a few interesting things here this episode, mm-hmm. and a few kind of, I don't know, I felt somewhat frustrating. So, mm-hmm. as we dive into this, see what you guys think about it.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
I miss Frank Rantz.
But I think the first thing that we all like about it is that we get Garcia Flynn. We had him just teased at the end of the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get to see him more this episode. What'd you guys think of Garcia's contributions and where he may be going forward with the Timeless team?
I want to. I mean, he's somebody you can't trust, but I kind of want to trust him because he is kind of. He makes excellent points of like, I was trying to warn you guys the whole
mm-hmm,
time,
mm-hmm.
but never listen to me. And then he's kind of like, all right, this first one's for free. So it's like, what do they got to give him next time?
Right. Yeah, I think I kind of trust him. I mean, he's one of those love to hate kind of guys, but I think he's completely necessary because, you know, a historian can only go so far. Mm-hmm. So I like the switch up that they did. The fact that, you know, it's a little unpredictable. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I'm in the middle where I'm like, I want to trust you, mm-hmm. but I feel like there might be ulterior motives later that they're going to reveal. Later? Because I feel like the heel trick is where it's like, I'm going to be on your side and do all these things, and then there's going to be that one mission where he's like, yeah, I'll help you, and then he's actually doing other things, or he escapes, or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll never see him again.
Well, we saw last season that Flynn went to extremes to try to accomplish what he needed to do.
Correct.
And when Lucy and he talk in the prison cell, she says, I'm ready to do what it takes. Do you really buy that Lucy is willing to just go to the extremes that Flynn did?
No.
She's too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, they have a higher, or I was like, higher moral compass? Better moral compass?
Yeah, no, correct.
Because they're not going to just randomly kill people, but.
Well, although Lucy did last week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
But they're going to be killed anyway.
It was her choice, but like.
It was her choice.
Yeah.
I think she's extremely emotional, and I think she might come face with. Because she's by blood connected to this whole Rittenhouse
mm-hmm,
thing,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so I think that she's going to have to choose. And I don't know if she can. I don't know if she can get there. I don't know because I mean, if you think about it, if she makes the wrong move, like she doesn't exist. So that's kind of
yeah,
a lot going on. Just like
It's. I feel like whether she's going to temper Flynn and he's going to at least. I guess embolden her kind of more mm-hmm. harsher instincts. Mm-hmm. So maybe they kind of meet somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I think if it's like if they come across somebody that they are like a pure bad guy, they are now, our team is more likely to kill someone.
Okay.
If there's question, then no, they won't. But if they're like, if they met which would be questionable, the founder, who's now in the present, I think they'd be okay, like, knocking him off.
Right.
The question would be is if Lucy's still alive, if they kill her crown.
Like, right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, because I am worried about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one of those...
especially because with this show, it tries to stick with time-traveling laws, but because... We're also trying to make good TV.
Yeah.
We kind of bend those rules a little bit, but don't break them completely. So it's interesting. I'm very concerned.
Well, as we mentioned, Lucy's great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about him for a moment. He's a peach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't he?
Yeah.
What a...
What
a guy.
I don't really feel like he's too happy with Carol. Like, no. For some reason, I just feel this hatred, almost, like this disgust. So I'm kind of interested to see what that's about.
So imagine if you time traveled into the future, would you want just everything that made you feel comfortable? Or would you be willing to just like, nope, I want to embrace everything that's new and modern about this time period that I'm in?
Well, both.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's kind of hard because you're trying to adjust to a completely different time. Because it's not like 5 years into the future, 10 years in the future. Yeah. You are decades into the future to the point where like... You can look at a screen, like what he was saying earlier. So
he made a good argument, though.
Yes,
like, it hurts my eyes. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. You want to print it out. But, like, particular foods, like, okay, if that's where you're used to eating, sure.
Yeah.
Pickled eggs.
Have you made pickled eggs?
Yeah.
I had
pickled everything when I was a kid. But
pickled eggs?
Yeah, pickled everything.
I can't
pickled
eggs. I can't pickled, do eggs, yeah. Period. So.
I can't do it anymore. Mm. But, yeah, I had pickled almost everything when I was, you know. Mm-mm. I'm from the sticks, though, like from the country road. Of Tennessee, so you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, I think that's fine. Keep it together, Frank.
You eat all kinds of food and write about it. So
I'll
next.
I love pickles, so I'm imagining a pickled egg. You do not taste really the egg, you just taste the brine.
Oh, you haven't had a pickled egg?
No,
it tastes like an egg, doesn't it?
Well, darling, I'll bring you some pickled eggs next week.
Keep it together, buddy. Keep it together. I had a roommate who used to eat. I mean, he probably still does. He's like a really good friend of mine, but I'm not his roommate anymore. Oh. He would have like pickled eggs in a jar and would eat them randomly. And I'm like, yo, good for you. He's like, you want one? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you.
I think, interestingly, him requesting those things, I think is what stood out to me, that he was kind of... not really open to... He was almost, like, surprised and pissed at the same time that they brought him back to that time zone. So, I mean, I think if you're excited about what's to come, you would be more open to the new things. But he had that mini tantrum moment where he was just like, no. I felt like he was just like, no, I'm not going to embrace this. Mm-hmm. So, even down to when he was drawing that picture of his... daughter, her mother.
Yeah.
It was almost like he would have much rather seen her than Carol. That's the vibe that I got. I don't know.
But I feel like he was disappointed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I felt like he was like irritated because he's not in his own time. He's not with his family. But he's also probably even more irritated that he's like, I've tried to make this organization, you know, something, and you guys are wrecking it. Get it together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he probably thought that they would be further in with their plans and their domination, but they're not.
Mm.
Especially because now we have a group who's trying to foil that, so he's probably just really, really irritated.
Well, I feel like, because it seems like the reason they were able to bring him in, as we talked about last week, too, from the past to the present, was that he most likely died back there in World War I. So the fact that nobody says that, like, hey, I know you might miss your daughter, but you'd be dead right now if we didn't bring you forward.
True. But he also doesn't seem like the type of guy that's like, well, thank you for pointing that out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he'd be like, okay, great, but you guys still suck. Fix it. You know?
He seems like an unpleasant individual, but we find by the end of the episode... It's one of those things where it's like, he's just a doddering old fool out of his time, and at the end he's created this huge tapestry.
Yes.
Crazy.
And Emma?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's smitten.
Right? I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, that turned so quick.
Right.
She's like, oh, hello.
There's that power.
I see it now. Yeah. I want that.
When you looked at that tapestry, I was looking and going like, huh? What
I was very confused. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I see Abe Lincoln, though. I was like, get it, president?
It feels like it's very grandiose and that there's probably all layers in there, and he gets that blueprint, but he's going to have to break it down for everybody else.
Yeah. I agree. Can you imagine that meeting? Yeah. All right, guys, I know that you don't understand my mural. We're going to go by this one by one. Don't leave. Here we go.
With the new pointer. He's like, how do you work this thing?
My eyes. Okay. And just like trying to figure it out.
I got a little disturbed because when you're looking at it, it's kind of one of those pictures that it looks like things are on fire. It looks like the world is ending. And then there's, like you said, Abe Lincoln.
Just randomly
like,
in the middle.
Oh, hey, what's up? You in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you see it's kind of more like an ugly path that they're trying to take. It just clarifies that piece.
I feel like they should have just wrote evil on the back. And we're like, yes, we get it. You're an evil organization. Good job, everyone. Right. We can all go home.
Right. Well, and it seems as much as Emma was smitten, as everybody was saying, that you look at Carol's face and she's like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done?
Right.
She's like, whoops.
So do we think that Carol might jump to the other side?
Definitely.
Yeah?
She seems a little in over her head.
All right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And I think episode one is kind of like foreshadowing to
Well, let's also talk about another genius that's also having a little trouble adjusting to new things. That's Counter Mason. So we saw him last week he was watching that footage again and again, exploding and exploding, and now he wants to try to at least restake his claim as a in the forefront of the technology movement by doing a little public speaking.
Spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
I have qualms with him and...
Lay down.
My God, what's her name?
Agent Christopher.
Thank you, Agent Christopher. Okay. I feel like they were both at fault on this one. One, Mason should know better because it's like you're trying to keep a cover. Why would you just go out and do all these things? Right. But I'm also mad at her because I'm like, why you gotta make a spectacle? Why you gotta do this? Just find another way. There could have been a different way. But I guess it's just because I felt bad for him that I was like, I understand what you're trying to do. You just want to feel normal again. That's tough, especially because you're on the run. But at the same time, I'm like, you just wanted a power trip. I don't know. I felt weird about how that situation was handled. But I also feel like there wasn't another way to do it.
He could have Skyped in.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I thought. I'm like, you can't come to the conference, do a video. Or he could have recorded it and sent it.
Yeah, and sent it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
then it's not really as traced.
Yeah.
And I think she had to do the spectacle, though.
No, I know.
He's a child throwing a tantrum, sucks. And she's like, laying down the law.
I know, but I'm also worried because the fact that when you make a spectacle of something, sometimes that's not gonna, it might not end the way that you want
it to.
So I was just like, think your actions, people.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, like Mason's not necessarily on the run, but
his reputation has gone down. Yeah.
So he wants at least to kind of build that back up. Is that so bad?
No,
he's not talking about anything.
But that's why I felt bad.
He definitely needs to feel needed. So it kind of makes you question, okay, if he is not needed, like really, what's his purpose? So I kind of think if we're questioning that, I don't think I'm the only one. Whether or not he has a purpose, it kind of makes you think, okay, maybe he does something bigger is going to happen in the future, and maybe later episodes. So. Because at this point, I'm just like, okay, well, you built the time machine, bravo, but everyone knows how to work it. So what's the point here? To shut you up so that you don't tell what we're trying to do?
Yeah, it's just tough because I know that he's just kind of part of, like, the brain of everything that's happening, you know, but he's also not on his game either.
Right.
So I don't know. It's
he made the wrong choice to trust the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of like,
I think that's exactly what's gonna happen.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Which sucks because I'm like, this is how we got into the situation in the first place. Because you trust the wrong people, then they end up using you, and it just I just feel like his character's doing a loop and I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Personally.
Right.
Do you think he could change his ways and say like, oh, I Rittenhouse, I'm so sorry. I should have gone with you guys originally. Would Rittenhouse be accepting of him?
That's where it's going, I feel.
Yeah, I was about to say, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised because he's like, oh, Agent Christopher's not giving me anything. They gave me everything, but I betrayed them, so.
Your mom didn't give it to you, you're going to go to your dad.
Yeah.
I think if they find a use for him, it's not going to end very well for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I called that last season. I was like, he's going to die. And he didn't. I was like, what is this madness?
when you were kind of asking why does it matter, Emily in the chat pointed out, which I kind of was thinking too, Rittenhouse knows that the teams, they would know the team's alive, so they might follow Mason.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Or some kind of connection.
True.
Because he's hiding with them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Dang it, Mason. I was rooting for you.
So we're learning that you should, you know, watch your P's and Q's if you've exploded a time ship in your...
True.
Yes. But, folks, if you also want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday in iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And when you do, let them know that it was the ABTV Timeless team that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. There you go.
Yes. I just wanted to add something in there.
So let's get to the mission of the week here, mm-hmm. where we find something's happened back in South Carolina. There we go. Darlington.
1955.
Yeah, there we go. We get we meet a race car driver who happens to turn out to be our sleeper agent, and we kind of see how the sleeper agent kind of works when they're introduced into the timeline.
It's crazy.
And then they fall in love.
True,
right.
But
it's all whoops.
What I do like, though, we have our Ryan Millerson, who's supposedly this very famous NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
And had by being kind of injected back into 19, or at least sometime earlier than 1955.
Yes.
So like 46 maybe or something like
but
that.
But I loved, I think that was that moment where I was really impressed with the writing, was the fact that I didn't even think about, like, memories-wise, like the fact that Wyatt was sitting there like, well, he can't be the sleep agent because I remember him as a kid because I saw all the stuff. And it's like, no, he was placed there. He's been there for the entire time, and those memories that you see are what, my brain.
Like, like, mind blown.
Yeah, it was
crazy. That was the moment where I was like, yes!
I was like, this is why the show is so awesome.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if that person's path would have existed if they weren't there.
I don't know.
Somebody else have won the races that way if that sleeper agent had been placed?
I mean, because, technically we got to meet I'm forgetting our awesome African-American. Wendell. Yeah.
Yes.
And how technically we got to see his history. Yeah. So, I mean, there might have been just a different driver maybe at that point. So,
I'm interested because if he was placed there, this child, who's the child? Like, what happens to the baby?
Because you think we're gonna see?
I don't know, because I mean, he died, and if you think about it, he said, oh, well, the child was an accident. And maybe I'm thinking too big into it, but I'm kind of like you, where it's about time and you can't really bend.
Yeah,
it's going to be a moment when they're like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, the child. I'm interested because he said, she was a decoy and the child was an accident. Well, if he gets killed, the child's still going to be born in the 50s.
Yes.
Which would then make that person. There's like a lot going on. But I don't know. I'm just curious about I'm addicted to the show because I like the connection piece. Mm-hmm. I don't like it just for the fact of, oh, we're going back in time and trying to get away from Emma or whatever. I want the connections, darn it. And so I'm just thinking about that.
No, that's cool. I like that theory, too. I didn't even think about that.
Well, but, it feels the way that Emma was talking, that once our good old boy Millerson finished his mission, that Emma would take out the wife and the kid. I think that was the intention.
Plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eliminate them. That kind of reduces that.
They could come back and get rid of them because they could come back and get rid of them later, anyways.
That's true. Yeah. So then at that point,
they really want to wrap it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then that would also suck because we don't get anything from that.
Oh well, dream kill.
Yeah. Good job, Frank. No, just kidding.
How will you choose? Will you assume that off camera they probably went back and eliminated those two, or they've got more pressing things to worry on?
I think they have way more things. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Like it's just some baby that's going to be born that doesn't really matter.
Well, to them, it's a bigger picture.
It's
thing.
A smaller.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, our team's got to head back to 1955 to help out with this. And I thought of Carrie Lane at this moment because they have to cosplay.
Yeah!
They get ready, and they go to Old Navy.
Yes! I was like, oh, sponsor!
Well, that's why, I wore my little scarf and did my hair.
Yeah.
But they make a good point that they're like, it's pretty easy to blend in. Though, Lucy's dress is a little particular.
I was going
to
say.
Mm-hmm. But you could find that probably at like a boutique thrift store or something.
Yeah, and it didn't look like
the guy is super easy.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, I don't think anyone was really paying attention to Lucy at this point. So,
I just think it's been convenient that Lucy has, like, the perfect hair length and color that she can style to anything.
I was like, all right. No.
Because, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they go back and they meet Wendell Scott. We talked about him, a famous bootlegger and the first black or African American NASCAR racer. Yes,
it was super fun.
Yeah. Oh, I have to talk about this next part.
Yes,
the nod.
Yes!
Happy. Because the bad thing is, I was watching it on my TV screen. He did it, and I did it back. Yeah. And I was like, what? He's not even here in front of my face. And I just did it because it was so instinctual. Yeah. I was like, I love that he was just like, what are you doing?
Right. I love that too. And I love that because I know you guys had a chance to talk with Malcolm a little bit. And he.
Sorry.
Hi, Malcolm. I miss you.
I love that he brought up the fact that he's like, you know, I get to be an intelligent African American in those times. And it's so funny that those little things, those little connections, it's like, oh man, come on.
Yeah.
It's like black card revoked a little bit. So it's like, oh wait, hold on. They don't exist yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been invented yet. It's a little funny. Wow.
I like this MIT line drop.
Yeah.
You're at MIT?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh, how old is MIT? So I was glad it existed.
I feel like they've been there around for quite some time.
Yeah.
I don't know the full history of it, but I feel like it's been.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was impressed with it because I was like, the head nod? I've always just known, like, the head nod. But I never would have thought, it was a head nod.
It didn't make sense.
Yes. And then how weird it would be, I guess, to have that thrown at you and not know what that meant.
Yeah. Especially because back in that time, you know, a lot of them are on edge most of the time because of the fact that anything can happen. So the fact that just like this, they're just like...
But the thing with the nod is so fun, too, is, like, that's not necessarily just exclusive to any particular group because I'm like, no, you see someone you know, and you're like, what's up?
You had nod,
It's the what's up nod.
And I just thought it was so funny.
I mean, maybe then it's the tip down, like, respectful, like, I see you. It's more like the tip of the hat,
M'lady.
But it's not the what's up.
Yeah, it's just so crazy to me because that's just been...
Yeah.
Like a part of my life with other people, you know, friends and family and things like that. But I just thought it was so funny.
That was
like, what the hell?
Thank you, Emily, in the chat. MIT was mentioned in the Murder Castle episode.
Hey!
Ah, good catch.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Rufus, as I kind of alluded to at the beginning of the episode, refers to him with the quote there, hunk of junk, fast ride, smuggler, rebel, racer, and made the Fall Creek run in less than 12 parsecs. This Wendell Scott dude sounds like a real-life Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See that? So, and we know George Lucas loves cars. So
that is true.
Makes sense.
To his inspiration for American Graffiti. So, never where he may have drawn some bits of inspiration for various characters that he used in his universe. I haven't seen American Graffiti in the longest time, so I don't know if there's anybody that kind of maybe has some of those characteristics of Wendell Scott.
Yeah, because I was like, I also haven't seen it in a long time, so I was like trying to remember, and I was like, nope.
So we do find out, it seems, I'm not quite exactly sure what Rittenhouse's plan was, because they have a bomb in Millerson's car, and he's just going to drive her out. Well, we find out later that there we have various presidents or heads of the various automotive companies.
Yeah.
They're in the stands to watch.
Like Ford and a bunch of other people.
Chrysler and
GM. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's just going to drive by and then activate. So I guess he is almost like a suicide.
No, he was going to drive
into where they
were standing.
Yeah. But then.
Which still means, like, why? Like, I know the power that those men have, but.
It's pretty much just, I guess, if you kill them, it's kind of like cutting the head off the snake kind of thing. Like, there wouldn't be somebody to start automobiles until maybe a little bit later.
Right. Or then they would take over and do it.
Right. Yeah, Rittenhouse is like, oh, hey, nobody else is doing it.
Yep,
we're going to do it. And then they would pretty much just own everything at that point.
That's what I thought. I guess, thought bigger.
Yeah.
But I guess it is that big. I mean, those men didn't... star organizations that are and companies that are really big. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just assume that maybe they just don't like talk to other people about like the plans that they're doing. Maybe it's just like within like a certain group. So if they're all dead, like where are the plans for that? So I don't know.
Your wheels are turning though.
Yeah, because Millerson's plan is that if he's going to drive it into that grand scan and explode the car, he's going to have to die with the car as well too.
Yeah, that was the plan.
I guess does Rittenhouse inspire this kind of loyalty that you want to be a sleeper agent back in time and knowing that it's just...
You're willing to commit suicide for the organization.
Yeah, for the organization. Yep. For the greater good is usually
die for
how
that works.
Well, that's why, though, he was okay with it and then brought in the wife and then he was like, all those eyes. He had that actor did a great job. I'm like, oh.
Whoa, yeah.
He was like, no, don't.
Also, another notch to put of why I hate Emma in the show. I was like, you suck.
Yeah.
But also, you're such a good villain.
She is. Yeah.
Now, what I always like about this, in various episodes of Timeless, is that when they go back to a certain period of time, mm-hmm. at least one, if not more than a couple of members of the team, are really geeks of that particular mm-hmm. time period.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So love cool. how this one had it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. So. Fanboy himself.
Yes!
Mr. Wyatt.
He's like making really fun of everybody else fanning out.
Have we seen him fan out yet, or is this the first one?
Yeah, we've only seen him kind
I
of
think
like,
he has a little
once,
bit.
Once,
He's dropped a lot of military knowledge.
Yes.
And stuff around, like, the Alamo.
Like
but in terms of, like, something that
but
was
But he wasn't
kind of,
like, oh my gosh, guys, and, like, NASCAR, and, like, and he's like, oh, come on, you guys.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do, like, a squee
oh,
moment.
You are coastal elites.
Right?
Those writers. I was like, yeah, NASCAR here.
No. But I loved how quiet the room got, too.
Yeah, like, but then again, we do have tracks here in Southern California, so just saying.
Well, it was kind of nice because it was a nod to, like, okay, maybe people on the coast don't realize who this race car driver is. Mm-hmm. But also, it is not a real race car driver. It is somebody that's been kind of planted back in time.
But there were other people. He listed a bunch that he was excited about. Yeah.
I love that we got a chance. And him kind of fanning out a little bit. We got a chance to get more of his backstory, too.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. That he gave a little bit more information about his father.
Mm-hmm. Well, we find out, much like Wendell Scott, the reason that Wyatt also loves him so much is that he sees a lot in common with him. Because Wyatt did a lot of running of illegal substances when he was...
We got backstory!
Ian Fleming, apparently, was who he fanned
out.
Okay. But Emily, you were on the chat today.
But they all kind of did.
Also, how much do we love Rufus calling him a nerd? Like,
that made me the happiest person. I really just wanted him just to poke out and be like, nerd. And then come back. No, I thought that was really cool because we've been talking about, especially since season one, how we don't really know much about wife besides that.
Yeah,
I have a dead wife and I want to find her, save her, or something along those lines.
Right.
We got like some pretty
deep.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
All that really moment like when that. He turns just around like and sees that
Thank
his
you.
Team was listening.
I was like,
can we give you a farewell?
Take like, my heart. Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Well, we'd like to take a moment to give a hug to some of our listeners.
Yes,
we have a fan shout out.
Hey.
Oh, snaps.
Oh my gosh, it's Jan.
I know. Yeah. I was like, what?
I want to make sure that I say this slowly because it can be said inappropriately and I don't want to be on YouTube. But Clock Blocker,
there you go.
Crush is Miracle 2012-102 because she just went kind of like all deep into the details about her perspective on this whole Flynn being Lucy's child thing. So I just want to say a couple of things that she said. She mentioned that what if future Lucy was actually Rittenhouse and wanted out but couldn't and didn't want her child to be a part of it? So she went back into time with her maybe even unborn child and left him with Maria, who we found out was Flynn's mother.
Oh,
I didn't think about
that's
that.
A good one.
And her husband.
That's deep.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like super deep. And she also mentioned that, you know, that they declared them as a child, but what if she, a long time after, went and wrote everything down in the journal, made a trip back to give it to him when he was a child instead of us thinking that it was
his mom,
him in the future. So, she took it all the way back in pretty deep. So she is our Clock Blocker crush for this week.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like those
that was so good.
Yeah, I know, right?
I have so many questions.
Right, like, exactly.
Timeless writers.
Good connection there.
And go to your app store and you can download that game and play it. That Clock Blocker crush.
Clocker for crush.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, right.
Is that CBC?
That's right. There you
I
go.
I like it.
So we get a nice, certainly the idea is they have to escape the race course, but then they realize, something's bad's going to happen at the race course. We got to get snuck back in. So we get a moment where Wyatt and Lucy are being smuggled in by Wendell Scott in the back.
Intimate.
Yes.
Close moment.
Very close. I was also going,
long
is that
moment.
Big enough for two?
Me too. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
he
incorrect.
He sneaks a lot of booze.
Yeah, because I mean, we saw how, I mean, talk about moonshine. That thing was huge. Yeah. But like, at the same time, I was just like, there's no way. Because like,
maybe.
It looks like he's like, what, 6'1", 6'2", maybe?
Maybe you can go under the seat a little bit, too.
I would assume so.
Like, it's like, not just here. Like, you could come in
a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he used the back seat. He extended it, put a little cover, and voila.
Okay. Because so. I was
like, that's true.
No.
If he builds the car, essentially, he could, like, literally move the seat up.
Yeah. It looked small.
Yeah.
I love that they just, like, so daintily had her hands on.
His arm was, like, right here. And I was like, okay. All right.
But their faces are like,
right. Yeah, because at one point, like, she's kind of, like, listening to everything, and you can't even see, like, her face because he's, like, right here. And I was just like, wow, you are breathing. Like, breathing each other's air.
Right. Is that spit on your lip? Okay. No kiss, though.
So close!
They get even closer than last week.
It looked like she was ready to kiss him first, actually.
No, it was happening. There was a hand on the face. Yep. You're getting really close. And then Rufus! Clock! Blocking! Step it!
Yes!
We want our moment. Just do it. Thank you! Right. Makes you upset.
And our race car driver's like, sorry to interrupt.
I loved that where he was like, awkward.
He's almost like, I can close his back if you want to.
Y'all need a minute.
I really wanted him to just be like, right?
It's okay, so we got time.
MIT, you were saying? Tell me more about this nod.
Right, yeah.
As he's like closing it up.
So everything starts falling apart. We get Millicent's about to do his run, but then everybody shows up. Millicent gets killed, and they realize they've got this bomb. They got to get it out of there. So it's time for Wyatt to
shot by his. Wyatt.
Yo, yep.
Let's clarify. It's not just he dies. Wyatt shoots him.
He got to. You got to get rid of that guy.
Yeah, no, but did we think he was going to die though? I was not ready for that.
I mean, I think that was the idea. So I kind of thought. Either way, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be just more an injury. But then again, he has to kill him because he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those, once you're labeled a Rittenhouse agent,
you're toast.
Well, why does
I don't know, but Lucy, I don't know.
I mean, Wyatt has had no problem with killing anybody.
Well, no, I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fine. Yeah. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we get to see Wyatt put his driving skills to the test.
Yes, that was fun.
So cool. I want more Wyatt driving scenes.
Yeah. He had so much fun, it looked like. Like that little moment. So it was a lot of fun. Even down to the music. I was like, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was a good song. I like that one.
I also loved Lucy's face at the end where she was just like, I enjoyed that, but it was also really scary, but I also really enjoyed that. Like, her eyes were, like, super wide, and her hair was all messed up, and I was like...
She's like, yeah! Oh, and they back in the garage, and she's like, don't hit it! No, Rufus is like,
Rufus said, don't hit the car.
Like, inches.
Yeah.
Right.
And it all comes down to Wendell Scott, because we find out in the timeline that he wins the race, but he doesn't get the trophy. He does get the prize money after he protests to make sure he gets it. And so at the end of the episode, as they're saying goodbye... They talked to him about that moment, and he's like, "Oh, I know I'm never gonna get a trophy."
I love this scene. This was so
good. Yeah, I do too.
It was nice though to hear that. I think it was comforting for our team to hear that this guy was like, "I know."
Yeah.
So you're like, "Oh, you're sad for him," but
yeah, because you never want to just be sad, like, "Oh, if you only knew." But
yeah,
it feels good to see that he did it for a better reason. Like, I have to do this.
The love of it. So. And, like, he knows he won.
Yeah, and I think that was a really good example of, like, someone who is passionate about what they do. Like, because I feel like, we talk about that kind of stuff, but that's, like, the example. Like, if you look up passion, like, that's where it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was great.
And so many times we read about events, not necessarily like this, but that play out where somebody, has a tragic end to a competition or whatever life event. Mm-hmm. But I never really quite hear that. Maybe they knew that. These were going to be the results, but they still wanted to do it to prove whatever point what it is to themselves or just to society at large at the time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we end back up. Our last little nugget here is Gia.
Oh, I was waiting on it. I was like, we got to mention it. Got to mention it. We caught it last episode that she might, her powers would be to tell the future, and it was clarified.
Whew.
But I'm getting irritated at the fact that she's not saying anything to anybody.
Yes.
I also understand what she's... I understand because she's like, people are going to think I'm crazy. We've been in a bunker for months.
But she should tell her boyfriend.
No, she shouldn't. She definitely should tell Rufus because that was the problem we had in last season.
Or the moment when she sees the burn, when she sees it later, she's like, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I saw like a vision of your arm burning and this is crazy. It came true. Perfect in.
Right. Yeah. Needs to happen.
And sure. I mean...
It's not going to.
You're explaining time travel. So these people know about, like, right. How crazy can you sound? Not, right, oh, I had this deja vu moment. Not, you know, how crazy can you be?
Get out of here, weirdo. Weirdo ideas.
Right.
Beat it.
We're going to go get our time machine now. Goodbye. Right. You loony. You know, like, I can't see it. But, I'm with you that I feel like, well, new bet. What episode do you think that she'll
tell people?
Yeah.
Once it's too late.
You think so? Okay. No, not Gia!
I could have told you this many episodes ago.
No, but I'm dying now.
No, not her, but something's
I know we're not. No, yeah, okay. All right, I'll stop.
I'll hold that on predictions.
Yeah. Okay, we'll wait until predictions. Yeah. I got excited.
But also, as much as we were really shipping Rufus and Gia last season, now we get to see them in this episode, and it's just like a little, like a kiss on the forehead. That was it.
Oh, that was such a weak little, what's up, babe?
Yeah, I mean, he also just got back, though. I like forehead kisses. I think that's very intimate.
They're very sweet.
So,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but like...
But I know what you mean, yeah.
Oh, when he was working, there could have been a little more...
True.
I guess they're still new.
Well, true, and also the fact that, like, because she's also just kind of, you can see on her face that she's like...
Mm-hmm. She's spaced out.
Yeah, that maybe he was like, maybe I'll just stick to this region for today. Yeah. Forehead was what I was pointing at.
I'm certain, like, in the time that they've been together, because it's been 6 months as well since, you know, they did that big time jump. So, in the time, you're not going to be maybe as, you know...
Affectionate.
Like, on a regular basis, but that's them. We, the viewers, have not experienced that time.
Right.
It'd be great to see the first time that they actually are kind of affectionate with each other. Yeah. Then we get it like, yes, oh my gosh, yes, that's right, they are a couple.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, actually, it's funny when they say goodnight and they're going to different rooms. I was like,
I didn't even think about that.
Because she's roommates with Lucy, and then he says goodnight and goes away.
Maybe.
Not saying, like, I mean, there might be more conservative people like, they don't need to sleep together. I'm like, no, but it's interesting that they're like an established couple,
true.
It feels like you're in high school. Like, you go to your room, I go to my room, mom and dad are listening.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, they could have been Agent Christopher. Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe because Lucy needs a companion, but maybe because we can't put Wyatt in there for some question mark reason. That's why the girls are together just for like moral support for now. But like,
that'd be
feel
too
like,
easy.
Yeah,
you know, like, what I mean? Oh, Wyatt and Lucy are together.
That's why we don't need this kiss on screen because they're just doing it. All right.
I'm gonna say it's because Gia has been having flashes of the future, realized the sex is not that great.
Oh, no! So
I don't need. We don't need to be together right now.
Get out!
Wow.
I'll take anti-shippers. Get out!
Yeah.
That's
good. No. That was really funny. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we're not going to go. We're not going to go. I already saw.
But do you know so bad when you try to fix it or something?
No, I was just like, hey, you know what? Next time, just a little bit. I'm not going to get
into that. I've seen this before. It doesn't work out. Yeah. Just change.
It's all good.
So I feel like that leads us into some nice predictions.
Yeah.
I know Carrie is sitting on one. She's
itching. Yeah, I was like, do it.
So I think Gia's going to reveal her prediction powers once somebody important dies.
Okay. Mm.
And then that's when she'll be, I could have prevented this. Because, like, the small burn, it's seeing him hurt. Like, she could have said, like, hey, this is kind of weird. Like, be careful. Actually, I would have been okay if she had been like, hey, be careful out there.
Yeah.
Like, more so. So I'm thinking she'll reveal it. Yeah, somebody's going to get very hurt. Maybe not necessarily our team, but somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be like, guys, I have a confession.
Like, who do you think she's gonna confess to the group, or she's gonna confess to one person?
She might tell Rufus or the group. Depends on how important the person who gets affected.
Right. Okay.
If it's a bigger, higher stakes, then she'll tell the group. If it's something smaller, she'll be like, "Hey, Rufus, I need to tell you something."
Okay.
Interesting.
So I'm gonna piggyback on that.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I don't think she's gonna tell Rufus. I think she's gonna tell Mason. Because remember, they were talking earlier about when he was doing his thing.
Yeah.
And then Rufus is going to be like, why didn't you tell me first? And then the fight breaks out. And rocking that boat.
Stupid drama.
I don't want it to happen, but in TV world, I feel like that is how that's going to work out. And then she's going to be like, well, I didn't think you were going to support me. It's weird. And Mason has been here the entire time. And I've been watching too many soaps.
I am now going to piggyback off of that.
Hey.
And say that I think because Mason is hunting for his reason why, I think she will tell Mason. And I think Mason will then tell Rittenhouse and say, hey,
she's an asset.
I know, right? And I think that's going to be Mason's connection to help.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's going to get kidnapped.
Dang it. But also, really good.
Can she see her prediction in advance?
She's like, dang it, I'm going to get better at this. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to just predict that Lucy's great-grandfather will go back in time and make sure that pickled eggs are the only thing that people eat.
They were now, he's just going to own all pickled eggs. That's right. And then the house will be like, so,
The money's in the pickled egg stand. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the Timeless After Show. Thanks, everybody, though, for participating in the chat. As always, you can like us on Facebook, give us those five stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give it a thumbs up. And if you're watching, even after the show airs live, Carrie Lane, where can they comment?
Comment down below.
Do you have any questions you'd like love for them to answer?
When do you all, I mean, you saw the preview for next time, but when do you all think they're going to finally get our kiss? And a legit one, not just some little, yeah.
You want to see tongue exchange.
Whoa!
No!
Got it, Carrie, got it!
No makeouts.
Like, at least a 1,000, 2,000, 1,000.
2 seconds!
At least that!
Jeez!
No pet kiss.
Yeah.
And folks, thanks for always happening in the chat, but if you want to continue the conversation with any of us after the show's over, Tariqa, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Tekira_Shabre.
And you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And you guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's ATORRES890.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at EpicoJackie. Folks, that's going to do it for this episode of the Timeless After Show. We'll be back here next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.